Chapter 1. I am born. I will begin the story of my life at the very beginning of my life. I was born in the village of Blunderston in Suffolk, England. It was midnight on a Friday when my cries were first heard in this world. My father had closed his eyes for the last time 6 months before I opened mine. It is strange to think that he never saw me, and that my first memory of him was his grave. I often felt sorry for him, lying outside alone on cold, dark nights, when I was inside, beside a warm and bright fire. My mother was sitting beside a fire on the windy Friday when I was born. She felt nervous when she thought about giving birth and sad for the little stranger inside her. She missed my father very much and could not feel excited about meeting me. At that moment, she looked up and saw a strange lady walking quickly up the garden path. My mother knew the woman immediately. It was Miss Betsy, a wealthy aunt of my father's, and soon a great aunt of mine. Instead of ringing the bell, Miss Betsy came to the window and looked inside. She pressed her nose against the glass and gave my mother a terrible shock. I have always believed that it was because of this shock that I was born on that Friday. My mother was so frightened of Miss Betsy that she left her chair and ran behind it. Miss Betsy looked slowly around the room. When she finally noticed my mother, she waved to her and asked her to open the door. My mother obeyed.
"Mrs. Copperfield?" asked Miss Betsy.
"Yes," said my mother quietly.
"I am Miss Trotwood. I imagine that you have heard of me," the visitor said.
"I have," my mother answered, and invited her inside. They went into the sitting room and sat beside the fire. At first, Miss Betsy said nothing, and despite trying very hard not to, my mother began to cry.
"Oh, don't do that! Stop it!" said Miss Betsy quickly, but my mother could not stop. "Take off your cap, child, and let me see you."
My mother took off her cap with nervous hands, and her beautiful hair fell untidily around her face.
"Goodness me," Miss Betsy said, "you're just a baby."
My mother was very young and looked much younger than her age.
"I am a young widow, and I will be a young mother if I live through the birth," said my mother, and then she cried more.
She thought that she felt Miss Betsy touch her hair gently, but when she looked up, Miss Betsy was back on her chair and staring into the fire.
"Why did my nephew call this house the rookery?" Miss Betsy asked. "A rookery is a place where birds live, but I see no birds in the trees here. My nephew was a silly man."
"Mr. Copperfield is dead," said my mother angrily. "And if you speak unkindly about him..."
She stood up quickly, then fainted. It was getting dark outside when my mother opened her eyes again. Miss Betsy was still there.
"Let's have some tea," she said.
"Will it help me?" asked my mother. "I feel very unwell."
"Of course it will," said Miss Betsy. "What's your girl's name?"
"I don't know that my baby is a girl yet," answered my mother.
"I mean your servant,"
Miss Betsy said.
Peggotty, said my mother.
Peggotty? Repeated Miss Betsy. What kind of name is that?
It's her family name, said my mother. Mr. Copperfield called her that because her first name is Clara, the same as mine.
Here, Peggotty,
Miss Betsy shouted to the servant in the kitchen.
Bring us tea. Mrs. Copperfield fainted. Hurry! I'm sure you will have a girl, said Miss Betsy to my mother, as she sat back down in her chair.
Perhaps it will be a boy,
my mother said, quite bravely.
No, it will be a girl. I will be her favourite aunt, and you will call her Betsy Trotwood Copperfield. She will have a happier life than this Betsy Trotwood.
Miss Betsy was silent for a few minutes, and my mother watched her quietly. She did not know what to say. My father had told her that Miss Betsy used to have a husband who beat her.
Was David good to you, child?
Miss Betsy asked.
Yes, always. We were very happy, replied my mother.
Peggotty came in with the tea and saw how ill my mother looked. She wondered if the baby was coming. She immediately took my mother upstairs and sent someone to get the doctor. When the doctor arrived, he was surprised to see a strange lady in the sitting room. Each time he went in there that evening, my aunt was staring into the fire. At 12:30 a.m., the doctor walked nervously into the kitchen and spoke to the lady.
I'm happy to say that everything is over now, ma'am. Mrs. Copperfield's baby is here, he said, smiling.
My aunt stared at him.
How is she?
She asked.
Well, I hope she will soon be comfortable, ma'am. As comfortable as a new mother can be, he replied.
And she? How is she, the baby?
Said my aunt directly.
It's a boy, ma'am, he replied.
My aunt said nothing more. She put on her hat, walked out, and never came back.